Right now I'm joined by Anthony to look at the year that was, because it's been a year, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Alex. It's been a crazy year. But look, are you really going to make me do this?
Yes, I desperately need you to, because I don't want to, essentially. So I'm going to make you do all the research and look back for us.
Oh, you're going to make me look back on 2020.
And it's been a year.
And look, we're still in 2020. I mean, look, doing this is a bit like, you know, at the end of Die Hard, getting Bruce Willis and taking him off for a foot massage. Do we really want to do this?
Too bad we have to.
Okay. Okay, look, the year started badly, as you may remember, with the bushfires. And doesn't those terrible fires seem a long time ago?
Yeah, I'd actually completely, until someone reminded me the other day, I'd forgotten that that was part of our year. I just, straight over my head.
Yeah, and look, one person who'd be very glad that it seems like a long time ago is our PM. The year kicked off with Morrison fresh back from his holidays.
In Hawaii.
Getting heckled for his absence during a national emergency and also for the government's lack of effort.
Nah, you're an idiot, mate. Oh. You really are.
You won't be getting any votes down here, buddy. You're an idiot. Who votes Liberal around here? Nobody. No Liberal votes. You're out, son. You are out. Good night, Lena.
See you, mate.
Bye.
What about the people who are dead now, Mr. Prime Minister? What about the people who have nowhere to live?
You're not welcome, you...
Yeah, I had to cut that last word. I know, yeah. If you can guess, it's... and off. Look, while this certainly hurt Morrison, it wasn't a knockout punch many thought it was going to be. Because of one thing, it was really two things. One, the first one was the Labor Party had, at the end of 2019, gone to water on the need for climate change. And so whilst this was all happening, the Labor Party internally were debating how many coal miners it needed to hug.
How many to screw in a light bulb.
And also this happened.
Australia has activated an emergency plan to deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus amid expectations a global pandemic will soon be declared.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the virus is spreading rapidly outside China, which has prompted his government to elevate Australia's response. Political reporter Jane Norman begins our coverage.
The global spread means it's now a matter of when, not if.
There is every indication that the world will soon enter a pandemic phase.
Yeah, that is 2020.
Yeah, and hasn't 2020 zoomed by?
That's terrible, Anthony.
I had to get a dad joke in. But look, all jokes aside, Australia has done really well, even though, like, we're now in the midst of another outbreak in the city.
Yeah.
And despite what we think of our governments and our institutions, they have shown they're up for the challenge. You know, as a country, Australia has been responsible. We've looked after each other. You know, we've been caring. In America, not so much.
I've just received another briefing from a great group of talented people on the virus that is going around to various parts of the world. We have, through some very good early decisions that were actually ridiculed at the beginning, we closed up our borders to flights coming in from certain areas that were hit by the coronavirus and hit pretty hard, and we did it very early. A lot of people thought we shouldn't have done it that early, and we did, and it turned out to be a very good thing. And the number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people, and that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
Yes, I know. The U.S.
It goes without saying America is the gold standard in how not to fight COVID-19. No real coordinated response, deep distrust of officials and an abundance of disinformation. And that's resulted in 310,000 dead versus over 900 in Australia.
Wow.
And, if you do the per capita thing, it's pretty scary, the difference. It's been a terrible result. And during all this horror, America's had this kind of leadership to deal with.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way, And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs, and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with.
In the year that we've had, I'd forgotten for a hot second that a president with no scientific background told everyone to inject bleach and sit under UV light.
You're going to have to test this with medical doctors.
Oh, my God. I've forgotten that it happened. Jeez, what a year.
Yeah, there you go. A stream of consciousness from someone with no conscience.
That's the best way to sum it up, isn't it?
And Trump also famously made this claim.
No. Sir, you said in an interview this morning on the coronavirus, this thing's going away. It will go away like things go away, despite ongoing cases and deaths. Isn't that a reality?
It's going away. No, it'll go away like things go away. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's aged well, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, meanwhile, Australia, we had our own version of it will just disappear.
Mr. Speaker, I move that this bill be now read a second time. In 2020... Australians have been tested like never before. Flood, fires, drought, and a global pandemic. So many Australians, through no fault of their own, are doing it tough. Lives have been lost. Businesses have closed. Jobs have gone. Our cherished way of life has been put on hold.
Yes. Yeah, so in October, Australia got a delayed budget. We waited a long time for this one, and I have to say, a complete lack of vision.
Yeah, it wasn't worth the wait. Let's put it that way.
No, and a lack of vision for the country, and also failed to acknowledge that half the population are women, and they're feeling the brunt of the real damage to the economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got the usual handouts to small business. The government buying its usual favours that it does with every budget, it seems, in recent years. A wasted opportunity for to use a crisis to reposition ourselves for the 21st century. We do have to fight climate change. We can keep kicking the can down the road and pretend it's going to disappear like Trump pretends with COVID, but we all know where this is going to go. So look, November brought an end to some of the horror with Joe Biden beating Trump. Of course, it played out like a bad school play after the result.
Yes, terrible.
But Trump has basically exhausted all his opportunities. Now, even the GOP and the Senate have faced reality. But look, all of us did give us this one precious moment we can all hold on to in 2020, which we do need something to hold on to. Rudy Giuliani farting in court.
The answer,
point of order.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness.
So audible. It's so audible.
There's actually two, but let's just hold that one.
Unlike he couldn't.
And look, that fart was actually legally far more compelling than what was coming out of his mouth.
And probably the soundbite of the year for all of us here in broadcasting.
That will be. At the end of this century, when the BBC looks back on 2020, that will be it.
Yeah, just that for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the year.
Well, I know that it was tough and I know that it was exhausting, but Anthony, thank you for looking back on the year that was.
No worries. Everyone have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.